Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night show.
Entertainment. You get more on entertainment.
America's most popular radio segment.
We're talking about t-shirts last hour for a very good cause. This is not for a very good cause at all, but we are working on the Moron t-shirt.
No, it's a good cause for us.
Right. It says Moron Entertainment, and it's an arrow that points straight up to your head because you're a moron.
Get it?
That
do we spell it M-O-R-E and then the second word O-N or do
no.
we spell M-O-R-O-N?
M-O-R-O-N.
Oh, M-O-R-O-N. Okay.
Yeah, moron.
Yeah.
Moron. How are you, Dean Richards?
Delightful.
And you're the Grand Marshal of the July 4th parade in Niles. Congratulations
don't
to that.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous.
Congratulations.
I'm going to be walking the route with the mayor of Niles.
I love Niles.
Starting at...
Niles, that's Fraser's brother, right?
Yes. We're starting at his house. We're going to go by Daphne's place right after. Is that a character on the show?
Daphne was Niles' hookup.
The housekeeper slash hookup.
Yeah.
Yep, that's going to be the morning.
So that's the full story. That's all we got.
Yeah, what else is there to say, really?
Well, nothing. No, that's fine.
Just there's, I'm going to be doing that. It's the morning of the 4th of July. You know, that's significant to know. A lot of 4th of July parades actually happen on the 4th of July.
Yeah, a lot of them. It seems to be catching on.
People seem to enjoy celebrating this fourth day
mm-hmm.
of the 7th month.
Mm-hmm.
But the parade will start at 8:45 in the morning from Notre Dame High School at 7655 West Dempster. And I'm trying to decide what I should wear.
I'd say something red, white, blue, or all three. But not one of those, like, flag onesies.
I did see those yesterday. Yeah. I was at the Target yesterday, and I did see a red, you know, very patriotic-looking onesie that I might have purchased, except the material felt like I would be extremely uncomfortable in it.
Is it like polyester? Like,
it was
hot?
Like plastic or something. Ugh. Not even like polyester, which is icky.
You'd be sweating in that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
So that's coming up, kids.
4th of July.
So you're doing it on the 4th?
Yes, on the 4th. But I'll be doing that morning. And then that evening, I think it's 9 o'clock, just a little after 9 o'clock, I'll be hosting the broadcast for the City of Chicago's fireworks display.
It's like your fifth year in a row or something, isn't it?
On Channel 9, yeah. That's the show that you and Paul Conrad got fired off of.
Yes,
many
Paul
years
Conrad
ago.
And Paul Conrad and I did it like 3 years in a row or something.
Yep.
Had a lot of fun, had a lot of laughs, had a great reaction, and then we didn't do it anymore.
Right. That's actually the full official name of the show. The city celebrates 4th of July, : the show that Steve and Paul got fired off of several years ago.
Well, you do a great job with it. And my favorite part are when the bugs attack you because of the TV lights.
Last year, you may recall that a torrential downpour happened.
Oh, that's right.
Right after the fireworks ended, and literally 2 seconds after the finale, it started pouring torrential rain. I have never been so wet in my life, and that includes taking a bath or shower.
A lot of people find it very exciting because they saw you as kind of doing your own wet t-shirt contest that day.
Yep, not pretty, but that's what happened. I got a lot of email. People seemed to enjoy whether or not I would be electrocuted with all the television equipment that I have attached to me during those
games. Yeah, and it was a great shot of your ankles because the cameraman dropped the camera and ran.
Yeah, he was gone about 5 minutes before the show actually ended. So I was standing there all wired up, sopping wet.
It's 8:21. We come back. Bad news for Mitch McConnell is good news for me. Country star Granger Smith and the Lake Shake, Dixie Chicks, and the 21st anniversary of Harry Potter. All of those coming up. I want to give away these Ravinia tickets again. When are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
The hardest working man in show business.
Well, you know, these are busy months for me. It's like an accountant right before April 15th. I'm going to be at Ravinia on July 12th. That's when we're going to show the movie West Side Story on the big screens all around Ravinia Festival. And the Cats in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra will play the score live. It's very cool.
There's cats in the orchestra?
The actual kitty cats playing the... you've seen the video of the cats playing the piano?
Mm, sure.
It's like that.
I didn't know they hired
that. You haven't lived till you've seen it.
Did they hire that cat in particular?
Well, that's the guest soloist.
Plink, 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 plink.
But they also have a cat that plays the tuba, which is... that's not something you see every day.
That's for sure. I bet that's adorable.
That's people sit around all night and just go, oh.
When we come back, it's all July of those 12th. Things and more, and it's July 12th.
Who wins the tickets?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Did you say a number?
No.
Oh.
What's your favorite number?
978.
By the way, I'm watching something right now on Channel 9 that's completely inappropriate. What are you doing on that morning
show? It's a disco dance party.
That's not disco dancing. That's a private act between consenting adults. I don't want to see that on my TV.
There's a play about the 80s dance scene, and it involves... you know, the kind of dancing that we did back in the 80s.
Grinding's not a group activity on TV on Channel 9. I want a meeting to be held immediately.
It is this morning.
Yeah, just out of camera shot, there's somebody wearing a thong.
Oh, it was in camera shot earlier.
Is that Larry?
Earlier. No, it was one of the dancers who...
What's going on over there, Paul?
I was working on stuff, and in my peripheral view, I look up, and it's like, oh.
Paul Rennie, I think you need to send a message. Start by firing somebody important like Tom Skilling. That'll send a message.
There could be some meetings today after the show.
By the way, I don't want to panic all of Chicago, the Midwest, and most of the world. Tom Skilling is not going to get fired. It's fine.
Especially because apparently he's not feeling well and called in sick, so he's not going to be on today. So people will think that he actually got fired,
Stop it. Terrible, terribly stupid thing for me to say. 8:23, we'll come back. I love time, you know that. We'll come back in just a second. Steve, why did you say I was getting fired, Steve? Are you mad at me, Tom? No, I could never be mad at you. It's 8:23.
Caller 7.
7? Is that what it is?
312-981-7200. Wins the Ravinia tickets.
Thanks for remembering.
Does that sound right?
That's fine.
You'll be calling his name.
We got a winner. Give me a name when you get a second. Booth. Debbie from Arlington Heights. Big winner of the tickets to West Side Story, where you'll be doing a very serious Q&A and a Twitter and A before. I didn't want to say TNA because, you know, people get the wrong idea.
Well, I do that, too.
We continue on. More on entertainment. Country star Granger Smith had a very emotional moment at Lake Shake.
This is such a sad story, but I guess some reconciliation in it. Earlier in the month, Granger Smith's 3-year-old son was drowned. At their home. A terrible, sad story. And he's been...
Accident, fell in the pool, couldn't swim, that kind of thing.
Accident, fell in the pool, right. And he has been, you know, just keeping a very low profile. Until the Country Lake Shake that took place at Northerly Island last weekend, he did perform for the first time, dedicated a song called Heaven Bound Balloons to his little boy, and revealed for the first time a tattoo that takes up his entire forearm. He also presented a check for $218,000 to the medical center where Little River, the name of the boy, received medical attention before he passed away. Granger Smith saying it's a small token of our gratitude for trying to save him. So trying to make some, you know, some good, trying to help others. They when the boy died, his organs were transplanted into others. So they, you know, felt like they were, you know, trying to make his life meaningful in some way in light of this horrible tragedy.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine a 3-year-old.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, any child, but a 3-year-old especially.
Yeah, you know, as always, I just have such tremendous respect for parents and family members that go through nightmares like that.
Yep.
What did the Dixie Chicks do?
Dixie Chicks have not had new music out in 13 years.
I thought they broke up. I thought they had like a Yoko situation.
Well, they kind of went their separate ways for a little while.
Do you know I was in a band called Yoko Situation?
Yeah, I did remember that. Mm-hmm. They worked on some solo projects for a while. Natalie Maines did her own thing for a while, and Emily and Marty started their own band. But now a post on Instagram says from Natalie Maine said, Dixie Chicks album coming. So that's really all we know about this right now. But it sounds like the band is back together again. Looks like we'll have some new music, hopefully sometime in the near future.
They famously semi-tubed their own careers by going after George W. Bush back in the day.
Natalie Maines.
You got to wonder what they're going to be saying about Donald Trump on stage.
Or do they stay completely apolitical this time? They saw what happened to them last time, although they didn't. They never backed off their statement.
Right.
They stayed with it. But
blew up their record deal, blew up a bunch of concerts. I'm not judging them. You know how I feel about Trump. I'm just saying that's the risk you run when you're singing to everybody, not just people that agree with you.
Right, right. Let's be, you know, like compared to where we are now,
right.
I would be interested to see what she says about George Bush now.
Yeah, kind of, right? Turns out he was okay. 21st anniversary of Harry Potter. Dean's covered it all morning, but this Adam Scott story. Adam Scott once hung up on me before I could do an interview because we were running 2 minutes late. So I've never been a fan until now.
He is asking the Senate Majority Leader to stop using his picture, and it sounds like a meme of him winking. It's Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation, just winking in a message that has been put out by McConnell, saying that the president would fill a Supreme Court vacancy if it happens right before the 2020 elections. And then you see the wink, like, you know, I'm lying, despite the fact that McConnell and the Republicans blocked Merrick Garland's nomination in 2016. And with extreme displeasure, Scott posted a tweet telling him to stop using his picture.
I'd like him to stop using his picture, period. But it just is extremely offensive that this guy does not care who he offends. He's just going to do stuff his way. That's not the gig. That's not the job. The people of Kentucky ought to be smart enough to vote him out. We'll see if it happens. Meanwhile, he also finally met with first responders after the amazing speech John Stewart gave last week. And first responder John Feel had the meeting with McConnell, amongst others. Feel's one of the guys representing the guys that work the pile who are dying of cancer and want to have the program funded forever, as well they should. Here is that piece of tape on the field meeting and the other guys with McConnell.
Most people in America have something that they believe in. They have a cause. And everybody should have a cause that they believe in. But a lot of them don't want to go to their state capital or the nation's capital because they don't think they're going to get anywhere. Well, I have a mindset different of others because they work for us. The chairs that they put their in, the pens that they use, the pens that they write on, we pay for that. That's ours. They work for us. Mitch McConnell works for us. He works for all of you guys. And today, Mitch McConnell promised to work for us. And I'm going to take him for his word.
Until he disappoints again.
That's one of the points that I think it was Elizabeth Warren, one of the 150 people who were part of the debate last night. They were asking about Mitch McConnell and whether or not this very issue about a Supreme Court nomination that may come up. And I think it was Elizabeth Warren who said that we are a democracy and, you know, that we shouldn't be playing politics with this. We are responsible to the people who elect us. So, I mean, it's kind of what you're saying.
Good talking to you, as always. Good having you on the show, as always. I feel like we ended on an important, serious note. And frankly, that's not what we do.
So one of us should pull our pants down right now.
And there should be a honking noise. Thank you, my friend.
See ya.